Good morning. May God bless us as we look at God's Word together. We have gathered here this morning to practice our faith. Every act we do here is essential to who we are as God's people. The letter of 1 Peter was written to a group of people that surely knew some persecution in their lives. And there would have been days when they would have wondered if living the Christian faith was worth it. They will have doubted their commitment, for most of their neighbors and friends were not Christian. They will have doubted that they were committed because it did not seem every day that everything was going their way. They will have doubted their loyalty because they knew they could not live their lives perfectly. So the writer of the letter of Peter gives them, in essence, a pep talk. He wants to remind them that they are indeed committed. He wants to tell them that indeed God is with them, and he wants them to know that they can indeed live the life that they were called to. For the people of the Old Testament, the center of their understanding of worship was the temple. The temple in Jerusalem, destroyed several times and then rebuilt. This is where they understood God to be resided. The Old Testament scriptures are full of pictures of the temple. And Peter even quotes one of those instances. But the Old Testament prophets began to turn the image of a stone from a building of bricks and mortar to a building of persons. For the New Testament writers, the stone becomes first Jesus Christ, the cornerstone. Jesus Christ and the stones built with it, all of us here, the living stones. The word for stone here is not the stone found on the beach, but the sculpted, hewed stone. But then comes the affirmation in our text. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people. No matter what you have done in your life, no matter what your past is, no matter what others say of you, clearly the picture here comes from the Old Testament, but no longer is this about being born of the right parents. This has everything to do with following Jesus, the cornerstone. A chosen race. Wow. We have been chosen of God. Each one of us who follows, a royal priesthood. Sometimes I wonder about what we would put on our bulletin covers and our websites. When we put our building on the cover as a sign of identification of who we are, I get it. When you see this building on our website, yes, that's North Kildonan and Mennonite Church. But I admire First Mennonite Church, who, after I left there, and while I was there, we had the building on their cover. They now put a different set of pictures on the front of their website. They have a series of pictures of the people of the church, including the children at children's time, instead of a picture of the building. They've taken the picture of the building out. Truly, this is more biblical, more New Testament. The building, the stones, the priesthood is the people here. A holy priesthood. And priesthood here is meant in the Old Testament sense that every person in this room who chooses to follow Jesus is a royal priest, here to mediate God's peace and grace to the world. It's an awesome concept and an awesome responsibility. And so baptism, freely chosen, is also our ordination to be priests. Each in this room who has been baptized has been ordained to mediate God's grace and compassion and judgment to the world. Wow, what an awesome gift. What an awesome responsibility. And we are called to this in the totally inseparable way that worship and service are one in the Old Testament. Throughout the Old Testament, in the Psalms especially, worship and service are the same word. There's not two words, one for worship and one for service. The Psalms in many places has the phrase, you will have learned it as a child, either as worship the Lord with gladness or as serve the Lord with gladness. Both translations are correct. I would challenge each baptismal candidate and each person here this morning that is chosen in their lives to see the two as inseparable. If your temptation is to serve the Lord through service to others, an incredibly Mennonite understanding of the faith, I applaud that. But by default or design, however, find it hard to get to worship services, your service will grow stale and resentful and perhaps done for the wrong reasons. If, on the other hand, you get high on coming to worship and singing praises to God, a perfectly biblical way to behave, but do not find ways to serve others in your daily life, then your worship here is a sham. The two are inseparable. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For those who have been in my baptismal classes, you see here the picture of salvation that we talked about as moving from darkness into light. The dedication of the care team is a reminder that each of us are called to care for the others, stones in the building, but that we dedicate a group within us to make sure no one falls through the cracks. Gerard and Elena, you have served with us, this team, in some ways for many years. Your formalization of this role, along with the increased responsibilities in making more visits, supports this Living Stones understanding. And James and Kim, your joining this team gives me the sense of renewal for this part of our work. I expect that you will ask many good questions, and you are already, as to why we do things in a certain way, and you will help push the work in new directions. Certainly, this is a sign of being living stones. And so baptism is the formalization of this relationship. Kyle, Ben, Linda, and Jessica, it has been my pleasure to get to know each one of you in these past few weeks and months. I have seen the faith in Jesus Christ that is within you and the maturity that has continued to grow and develop. And so you are now in a formal way completing what is already in your heart. You are stones, living stones of this body and of the worldwide church. Each of you has gifts to contribute to this setting. Kyle, I've enjoyed watching your growing faith blossom and find joy among us. Continue to find ways to give your gifts to this congregation of strength, your practical skill sets, and your humor I have come to enjoy. And your Omas cooking will endure with and without you. Linda, the congregation has long benefited from your gifts of music and joy. Your choosing faith in this definitive way is a witness to those who are not as young as others and have not yet chosen this path. Continue to be a witness to many of us. And Jessica, your resolve to make the Christian journey as you enter marriage is a joy to behold. Find your place to be of service in the fellowship, as you have done in other places in your life. And Ben, you have also shared your gifts with this congregation in many ways, and you're taking this commitment seriously enough, who, along with Kyle, felt the need to take my class a second time. You, as a living stone, will guide many others on their journeys towards that decision, I am sure. And we together then, eating the Lord's Supper, is a reminder of Christ the cornerstone, that each of us are a living stone that the others depend on. In taking of the bread and of the wine, we are recommitting to this building project of worship and service. May our taking of the bread and wine be a recommitment of our faith in this worship and service. And may God bless us as we partake one with another. Amen.